What up?
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. What's up, everybody? Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to K100 Radio. This is another episode of our Direct Line Artist Interview Series. And this is something that we do, you know, for independent artists and other people that we want to give our platform to be able to let these guys or girls or group or whatever it is have a chance to speak directly to the people. Direct line. Get it? Got it? Good. I'm your host, Blizzon, by the way. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Radio. www.k100radio.com. That's our website address. Our social media is at K100_radio. That's Twitter and Instagram. And our Facebook page is just facebook.com/K100radio. Everything's really simple. Really, everything is K100 Radio. It's easy to find us. So today, we've got a great interview lined up. And this particular person that I'm getting ready to interview is someone that I know personally. I've seen this particular artist out on the grind doing a lot of work, putting in the real footwork that it takes to make it in this industry. Now, oftentimes, don't get me wrong, we have our different ways of going about booking interviews and stuff like that. You know, and sometimes, you know, we interview people based on a lot of different criteria. But this is one artist that I know has great music. The focus and the attention to detail and everything that's required of him, you know, to make it far in the industry, I think personally, me being the guy that I am in my position, I think he has all the qualities. He's got the music, he's got the humbleness, he's got the fan base, he's got everything lined up. So I want to welcome for the first time live on K1's Radio for our Direct Line interview, the homie L.A. What's good, homie? Welcome to the show.
What up, Blizzon?
I'm good, man. That was a hell of an introduction, wasn't it? Of course it was. Great.
Yeah, no, it was. That was crazy. I'm like, yo, that's what's up. I appreciate that. That was grand.
Hey, yeah, but it's all true, though. See, it's all true. It's true. Everything I said about was true. You know what I'm saying? You've got good music, you've got a grind, you've got a following and a fan base. Everything is falling into place. So it's only right that we are rocking with you over here at K1's Radio. I'm glad that you booked this interview over here. I'm glad that we got a chance to really talk to you on our platform so some of your people can hear directly out of your own words the answer to some of the questions that I'm going to be asking you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or, you know, a.k.a. Fly Rebel, by the way. I want to make sure I pause. Let me stop. Let me make sure I add that part in there. A.K.A. Fly Rebel. I like anybody that's a rebel. I'm a rebel. It's K100 Radio. We're against the grain. We are a rebel radio station. And we're going to play whatever the hell we want to play, no matter what. Shout out to DJ Papadoc, who just went off with that insane, crazy house mix. You know what I'm saying? Everybody probably tuned in like, wait a minute, is this the right station before they came on for your interview? That's what I was like. But no, that's DJ Papadoc. He represents Minnesota, represents the Fleet DJs. And you know, the Midwest, they're big on house music. So that's what he gave you guys today live on the show. Shouts out to him for bringing you in with something different. Because I'm anticipating playing something different today because we got you on the line. And I know your music is different. And we're going to talk about all of that, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely, of course we are. So, formally introduce yourself to the people, anybody that may be listening. The phone line, if you want to call in and support LA, by the way, you got any questions, 347-934-0966. But go ahead and formally introduce yourself, LA, and let's get to it.
Yeah, I'm Lavelle Armstrong, LA for short, the Fly Rebel. I'm an artist, musician, composer, producer, business owner, entrepreneur, engineer, all the of the sort. And, you know, pretty much I'm from the Bronx, New York, so BX Stand Up, anybody from the Bronx listening, I'm out here in Atlanta, you know, doing it, you know, networking, working, linking up with people and stuff. And, you know, it's been a real fun journey and everything. It's been really good, really, really fun. So I really appreciate this opportunity to get up here with the great Blizzom on K100 and really, you know, share my story and really kind of talk about the music and everything.
That's what's up, man. So I know you got a new project coming up. Tell us the name of the project that you got coming up here shortly. I know the release date might have switched a little bit, but we know it's coming, and we're anticipating it over here. What's the name of the project?
Yeah, so the project is called Fly Rebel, and that's coming soon. And pretty much, I mean, if you want me, I can go into like exactly what the project is about and everything. I'm not sure if we got to that point yet or not.
Well, I mean, we'll break all that down, but the term Fly Rebel, I know I interpreted what it meant to me when I saw it, but this is Direct Line Artist Interview. This is where you get to actually explain that to the people. Fly Rebel, what does that mean?
So pretty much, like, with the whole idea of being a rebel, like you were saying earlier, you know, we like to do things differently. You know, my company, our slogan and our mantra is we are the alternative. And as a rebel, you know, you're always going to do things alternatively and things that may not be as traditional as what everybody sees, like the current trend and the current the ways that everybody's following. So as a rebel, I like to kind of, you know, break rules. I like to switch it up. I like to not be, you know, ordinary, you know, more so being extraordinary. And really, you know, the idea of the fly rebel, I put fly in front of it really just because, you know, I think the general concept of a rebel is like a very, maybe like, you know, dusty, maybe dingy kind of person, you know, who, you know, doesn't really care about fashion and everything like that. But I do, you know what I'm saying? I like to make sure I'm presentable, I look good and everything. I'm not one of those rebels who just like to be dirty and stuff. So it, I just kind of added that part to it, you know, the fly part to it, just kind of to describe that, you know, when you see me and you see like, oh, like, damn, like, I mean, he might have been like, you know, one of those type of, you know, rugged looking dudes, and you see I'm a more of a clean cut type of dude, you understand why, you know. But I still have that very rebel mindset and that very, I have a lot of opposition and a lot of contrast into what I do.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that. This is the thing, LA. I believe your time is coming now. I believe your time and people like you and with your mind frame, your time is coming. We're at an impasse here in hip hop, okay? And things I'm going to ask you, and we're going to get into your music, but with you being an artist and this being a Direct Line interview, there's a couple of things that I want to make sure I note. For the people that's listening, again, 347-934-0966, that's the number down to the show. And by the way, if you do call and you want to talk to us, make sure you press the number one on your keypad. Let us know that you want to talk to us. It'll say you're now in the host queue. That lets me know that you actually want to talk as opposed to you maybe just calling in and listening over the phone lines in case you don't have an internet connection. If you actually want to speak and give LA a shout out, you know, hit us up and make sure you press the number one on the keypad. It'll let me know that you actually want to speak. So please do that for me if you're on the phone lines already, which we got some people calling in. And so obviously you've got the support behind you. People are calling and people are listening. So I say that to say this. We're at an impasse, LA. Everything that you're saying about being a rebel and about, you know, being different, but being in your own lane and doing your own thing. This is the industry has to make a change. It's not an option anymore. You know what I'm saying? At this particular point in the game, you well know, as someone who's actually in the industry and you do more than just music. You said you're a producer and you're a business owner. So I know that you know about music sales, right? You know the numbers, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Most definitely. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible. Bad. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? It's not bad for everybody. Drake just dropped a Phantom album just out of the blue on some Beyonce shit. $500,000.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? J. Cole did great numbers this year. They're anticipating Kendrick doing numbers this year, and he won a Grammy. This is my thing. I think we're at a point now where we should have been maybe at least 10 years ago, but it took 10 years of people losing money. When you lose enough money, everybody starts to pay attention. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think we're at a point now where everybody in the higher-ups in radio and everybody's understanding that we can't keep feeding people the same cookie-cutter music. We can't keep taking everybody to the club on every fucking song, every single that's released. All that stuff is played. People do not – they'll play it in the club, but they don't want to buy that. And so no one wants to buy or even download the same repetitive shit. And I think we're getting to a point now where they're trying to find the creative guy. They're trying to find the next Kendrick and the next Outkast and the next Luda, the next Eminem.
Yeah.
Or something different. I think that's where we're at as far as music goes and people who are willing and ready to invest in the game. So with that being said, I think that you're in a prime position to win. Now, we're going to play some of your music in a minute. But I think that you're in a prime position to win. But what do you think about that? What do you think about the state of the industry right now? Do you feel that way?
Man.
Do you agree with that?
I'm so glad you even brought that up, you know, because, you know, looking at somebody like a J. Cole and a Drake and a Kendrick Lamar and various people who've released albums and who have maybe surprised themselves as far as what the numbers are, you know, I mean, that's telling me that the people – and, like, the industry's at a point where they have to get back to the great music, you know? And it's more than just the turn-up, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, the turn-up is fine. Like, everything has its place. It's all about balance, you know? So, you know, if I'm in the club at night, you know what I'm saying, and I'm sipping on a little something, a little crown or something like that, you know, I probably want to hear some turn-up music, you know? I probably ain't gonna want to, like, you know, put on J. Cole Adolescence, you know, while I'm in the club. But, you know, when I'm riding down the street, you know what I'm saying, I'm handling my business, you know, 7 days a week throughout the day, yeah, I'm going to put on that J. Cole. You know, it's that food, you know what I'm saying? It's like that, it's that substance that you really want. You know what I'm saying? The club lasts for a few hours, but the music that you need for your life, for your soundtrack is every day, you know? So,
absolutely.
You know, and it's very important to get back to that. And I think everybody's realizing that. And I think, honestly, the consumer is speaking to it, because what I'm starting to see now is people are starting to want to support better music now. Like, they actually want to buy, like, good music, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they're actually, like, taking the time to support the artists who are giving their best in their music and putting forth that quality, because it's all showing. Like, it's a consumer driven business. And the consumer is starting to realize what's trash and what's not trash, and they're not going to pay for trash.
Exactly. They're not. Don't get me wrong. They're still going to twerk something in the club, and they're still going to get, you know, they're going to turn up when they're in the club, but they're not going to buy that. And so now they're separating what they listen to there as opposed to what they purchase. And I think the majors are now starting to pay attention to that. And I think that's where music is that shift that so many people have wanted for a long time. And don't get me wrong. This is not just on the record labels. You know, I get a lot of people on K1's radio, and of course, you know, with me being a blog and everything, and me talking, you know, a lot on social media to people, don't get me wrong, the record labels, DJs, everybody has their hand in whatever they feel the state of hip-hop is. But at the same time, like you just said, the power has always been in the hand of the consumer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If people don't buy or people don't listen, then there's no way you can make it make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just in dollars.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I think where we're at right now with the music industry. Now, I guess with that being said, you know, your career as an artist, where are you going with your music? Let me ask you this, and this is something I'm going to ask because we're fresh off the Grammy, and we're fresh off again, Yeezy completely just making a complete ass of himself, in my personal opinion. But that's just my personal opinion. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I call him Easy.
Yeah.
Like he's my homie and shit, but he's not. But I call him Easy. but we're fresh off the whole thing in the Grammys and everything. And I want to ask you this as an artist. Do you make music when you make your music in mind? I take it back. Not when you're making it. I know when you're making it, you're inspired and you write what you feel, I hope. You know what I'm saying? Some people write what they feel. Some people write what they think the consumer wants to hear. With that being said, do you care? How do you feel about accolades that are given from award shows? Because some people say, fuck the Grammys. They don't care about the Grammys. You know what I'm saying? They don't care if they win a Grammy or not, never. And I think that's just total bullshit. Everybody says that until they get nominated and they win. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time. But what do you feel about, you know, the ultimate goal of getting accolades and awards for your music? Or do you even care about that? Is when you sit down and write a song, is it because that's what you felt, because that's what you felt like the track was doing? Or someday do you write a song and say, this is one I want to just walk across stage one day and hold up an award for? Answer that question for me.
Well, I mean, I don't think about the awards. I think about making music that people need and making music that's realistic. You know, so like, I like to make music that represents me as a person, as a human being. So every song's not going to be, you know, about love. Every song's not going to be about, you know, what I don't like. It's going to just be just a reflection of how I feel on that particular song. So, you know, that's why, you know, one of the reasons why I liked Kanye West so much back in the day, because I felt like everything he talked about was just from a real place. It was from a very natural, realistic, humble place. You know, he went crazy now, of course, but that's where, you know, that's where it was at for him, and that's why I think he resonated with people so well, because people all over can, like, resonate with that, you know, and that's my mission as well, is to, like, really be able to resonate with other people and give them the music that they need for their lives, to inspire, to grow, and to change mindsets, you know, because at this point we're working against something where you got to, like, change mindsets, because people all want to do the same thing. They all want to, you know, or they're kind of like being force-fed the idea that they have to do the same thing when you don't. You don't have to be limited by what society tells you and what you know, maybe even your family may tell you, you know, if your family was, you know, maybe built a certain way and you were raised a certain way, you know, whereas, oh, maybe, you know, you have to go get a job and that's what you're going to do for the rest of your life, you know, you can break those limitations and be what you want to be as long as you really seek it out. So that's my music has a message in me.
That's your message. That's basically what rebels think. I think they get it now. 347-649-666. That's the number to dial to the show. I'm going to take a couple of calls because we got a couple of people on the phone lines that want to holler at you. So or holler at you, me, whatever. But if you want to hit LA up and you want to give them a shout out on the air and let them know you're listening, you're a supporter, whatever, man. 347-934-0966. I'm going to take a first couple calls and then we'll jump into one of the songs and let the music speak for itself. Area code 240-429. Welcome to K1's Radio. Who's this?
This is Ashley from Atlanta.
Ashley from Atlanta, what's good? Thank you for calling in. What would you like to say?
I just wanted to say that we don't have enough artists like Lavelle that or LA that have suspense awards to say. So my applause goes to him for standing up and not going the mainstream way, because a lot of new artists or a lot of artists who are trying to get their foot in the industry, they immediately go the mainstream way just so that they can get a hot single out there. And it takes a lot of courage to not go that way so that you're kind of out of the box. You know, you're walking the non-beaten path. And so I just want to applaud you for, you know, not taking the mainstream way, for having lyrics that are substantial, that have meaning to them, that people can relate to, that lift people up, or, you know, that heal a community. So I just want to say thank you for that.
I appreciate that, Ashley. Thank you very much. You know, it's very important because and one of the biggest things I want people to know as well is that the music that I'm doing and everything, I think sometimes people think about quality music and, like, people who aren't mainstream, it may think, like, maybe boring or kind of, you know, a certain type of tone, you know, and I really want people to know that the music I'm putting out is fun, is exciting. If you've ever been to one of my shows, you know, it's turned up. You know, I have the lyricality of somehow like a J. Cole or Kanye West, but I'm gonna give you, like, a show. Like, you know, like a Chief Keef, you know, like as far as the energy is concerned, like it's going to be wild, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be live. It's going to, you know, you're going to feel the energy and it's really going to penetrate. And that's what I want people to understand, that my music is, it's supposed to really, to pull some type of emotion out of you and really, you know, pull on your heartstrings, really. So that's the goal here.
Absolutely. It's not a bad goal to have. Not a bad goal to have. Contrary to popular belief, but I want to say one thing about what she said. Also, the production is everything. And production is key. I know you said you're a producer and everything. You produce some of the tracks on the project, right?
Yeah, I produce most of them. I mean, I have my hand in all of them. Some of them I had co-produced with some other people, but the majority of them I produce on my own.
All right, so you understand the genius of an artist like of Kanye, whatever. When you're a producer artist, I understand that. I'm a producer artist myself. You know, when it came to the music side of things, of what I do outside of radio, actually creating music, I'm an artist, writer, producer myself. So I definitely understand what it's like when you're producing your own music. I'm gonna take another call, but before I do that, when you're producing your own music,
mm-hmm.
Do you like to rap over your own tracks more than tracks by other people? As an artist myself, personally, I like to write to my tracks, but I got to a point where I would only maybe do three tracks produced by myself. If I did a project, I would only do three, just because I didn't want people to get tired of my production, and I like to mix it up. But on your project, do you feel like you shine better or your bars come harder and you get inspired by tracks by other producers or your own tracks the most?
You know, that's a really good question, because I think I do get very inspired by other people's tracks, like other people's productions. And even so, I have one of the guys I produce with, St. Clair. Usually when he comes through, you know, we're always making like a different type of song, you know, feel music that really inspires me and just gets me in a different zone. But at the same time, you know, the music I make, a lot of times I'll produce tracks, you know, on my own, and I have a hard time, like, deciding, like, what type of artist can go on it, you know, like, as far as, like, what kind of artist can, like, really fit this mold, hip-hop artist, typically, you know, lyrically. and I struggle with that. So usually I get inspired by my own production because it's like, you know, I can do it, you know, a certain type of way. I can kind of, you know, really maneuver on a certain type of track of my own tracks because of the way I craft them is so different. But, you know, so like producing with St. Clair, DJ Carlissimo, he's another great producer. And, you know, we really mash up very well. And I get to explore. It's really fun when I get to be an artist, just an artist, and when I have somebody else produce and I'm just the artist. Because then, like, my brain doesn't think about production for the most part. I'm just really thinking about lyrically as an artist. Okay, how can I, like, really make this track so dope? You know what I mean? Like, as far as just with just lyrics and with just ideas. You know, and instead of like instruments and synthesizers, et cetera. So yeah, it's a fun process.
All right, yeah. Sounds like you may have that Eminem effect where when it's your beat, you can totally smash it, and I get that too. Cause I'm kind of like the same way, so I understand that. It's like Jay-Z's great, but he rapped on a track that Eminem produced on Renegade. It was a setup of failure from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Because it's gonna smash the track. Eminem is the master of. It's his beat. No one's gonna fade him on it. No one.
Oh
never.
Yeah, he got that. He got that thing wrapped up tight.
Yeah. Let me take another call real quick. 646-895. Welcome to K100 Radio. Who's this?
Asia from Maryland.
What's going on, Asia? What do you have to say?
Hi. I just wanted to give LA a shout out. I love his music. I've been supporting him for a long time, and I appreciate his sound. I just have a question. I would like to know who's his inspiration.
Go ahead, LA.
Oh, I appreciate you calling, Asia. I got many inspirations. I mean, I have inspirations in all types of genres. So, I mean, if you want to go, you know, R&B, my inspiration is Marvin Gaye. If you want to go classical, it's Beethoven and Brahms. If you want to go hip-hop, it's definitely Kanye West and, like, Jay-Z on the production side. I'm inspired by Quincy Jones. Of course, I'm inspired by Michael Jackson, and he's one of the greatest of all time. You know, and I like to find inspiration in different places. So, you know, as a musician and as a producer, you might catch me listening to Coldplay on some days. You know what I'm saying? You might catch me listening to some D'Angelo. More so the old D'Angelo than the new D'Angelo, but that's a whole other discussion. And, you know, it's just a whole lot of different things that inspire me. So I'm a musician, so I get from all types of places.
Okay. That's a good answer. I'm going to take one more call, and we got to get to the music. Cause we plan on spending, like, two songs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we plan on spending two songs. So we want to make sure we heard but have time to do that, all right? 216-216,
yeah.
Welcome to K100 Radio. Who's this?
Yo, what's up? It's Christian from Southside Atlanta.
What's going on, homie? Thanks for calling K1's Radio. Go ahead. What you
Yo,
think?
LA, what up?
Yo, what up, man? What's going on, man?
Man, I just called in to tell you I'm listening. I'm loving it. Keep doing what you're doing. My only question is, out of all of the artists that's out right now,
mm-hmm.
if you could bring somebody onto a track, who would you bring?
Mm-hmm. Come on,
yeah, mainstream artists. If you could, I'm saying you could get Nicki or Meek or Jay or J. Cole on the track.
You know what?
Be the first person that LA features.
You know what? Honestly, the two rappers that I really want to get on the track, and one is going to be Kendrick Lamar, and the other one is going to be Meek Mills. Meek Mills. I'm not going to say I'm like a huge fan of Meek Mills, but like. It's just something about his energy and his attack, and you know I just think that his energy will match mine very well, and like on a production wise, I think I could like really work with him and Kendrick as well, because he's very lyrical and he has like several different like personas and styles that he likes to attack. So I would definitely like those are probably like my top two like right off the top of the head. I'm pretty sure there's other people I can't think of right now, but off the top of the head, I would say those two.
All right, good.
Word.
I think I can understand what you're saying about Meek. I'm not a person.
Yeah.
Meek has got. Of course, we play everybody over here, so I can't even talk about you know what I play over on K100 Radio. We play everybody that's making a buzz and that's got some good music. Whether you know this is not my personal iPod playlist, this is about you know the fans and the people. So he has enough you know without biased music or not, we play it. With that being said, I think I can understand you. I definitely totally 1,000% understand Kendrick. I want a fucking verse with Kendrick. Who the fuck don't want a verse with Kendrick? But yeah. You know, at this point right now, like, you insane, dude's killing shit. But I think with Meek, I totally get why someone would want to feature with Meek also, because he just brings a type of energy to a track. But that's my thing, why I can't. I've never bought a Meek Mill project because I can't listen to that much type, that kind of.
Yeah.
He's like Busta Rhymes is one of my favorite rappers ever, but I've never bought a Busta Rhymes album because I can't listen to Busta for 16 fucking songs. You know what I'm saying? I just can't do it. I can't. I want to hear him work at 16, like, you know, and then I'm like, yeah, he's the dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If arguably when it comes to just murking a 16, the GOAT. Period. Point blank.
Yeah.
When it comes
when I listen to I'm a Boss, like, you know, that's one of his first songs they came out with, like, when that song comes on, like, I don't know, man. I could be in a bad mood. I could be in a good. It just doesn't matter. Like, when that song comes on, it's just the way he's just coming on that song, and the way he's just attacking it and energy. It just puts me in a really good place, honestly. Anytime, like, I've had times I've just been like not feeling well, or like kind of, you know, maybe just over a situation, and then that comes on, I'm like, yo, like, it just gets me in the right space. So I like it.
All right. So let's go ahead and get to the music.
All right.
www.k100radio.com. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to our Direct Line Artist interview with Lavelle Armstrong, a.k.a. L.A. You know what I'm saying? I've been calling him L.A., but I want to make sure I say Lavelle Armstrong. You know what I'm saying? Sure, I get that right. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. K100_radio. Same thing on the IG. You like pics. We like pics. Follow us. We follow you back. You know, so make sure you hit us up and make sure you follow us on social media. We'll definitely follow you back. The Fly Rebel project is coming up, L.A., a.k.a. The Fly Rebel. We got a song by him called Change. We're getting ready to run this. Intro this record, homie. We're going to run that. Go.
You. So Change, this is my single. It's me produced with St. Clair, and it's a hot joint, so check it out.
Absolutely. You're not rocking with the best. K100 Radio.
Hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes on K100 Radio.
A materialistic? Go get a job at fucking McDonald's, because that's where you fucking belong.
I woke up with $1 million on my brain. They always tell me money makes the people change. But if I'm doing better than I did before, then tell me why the hell would I stay the same? Stay the same, why would I stay the same? Stay the same, why would I stay the same? See if I'm doing better than I did before, then tell me why the hell would I stay the same?
When I wake up in the morning, put my breakfast in the bowl. See how much my stocks have grown. If it drops too much, I sold. Get my broker on the phone. Then I walk out through that door. And I made $1 million more, yo. Put that pedal to the flow. I saw Shorty on the phone. She said, pick me up from home. But I ain't got time to go. But you always did before. Coming off that dome, she said, damn, you an asshole, nigga.
I know. I woke up with $1 million on my brain. They always tell me money makes the people change. But if I'm doing better than I did before, then tell me why the hell would I say the same?
I'ma go a little deeper, and I hope that y'all gon' keep up, cause this beat about to get real beat up. Yeah, damn that nice, why they chastise me?
like I'm the bad guy. I made changes in my life to get ahead. Tell me what you really know about sacrifice. Tell me why would I let you tell me how to run my life when you ain't never been on the other side. I put a time with mine like I did a crime. Stones on my nose while I did the grind, and I lost all my hopes like a million times. Never thought I'd touch my dreams like it wasn't mine. Little change in your life might change your mind, right?
I woke up with $1 million on my brain. They always tell me money makes the people change. But if I'm doing better than I did before, then tell me why the hell would I say the same?
Yeah. 347-934-0966. That's the number dial to the show. Yeah. L.A., a.k.a. LaVeer Armstrong. I want to make sure I say his name right. I want to make sure I get all that in there. You know what I'm saying? The Fly Rebel. That joint was called Change. Shouts out to you, homie. I like that joint. That was a good one. We finna get ready to take up a call real quick and see what the people think about the music, because I got a couple people that's on the phone lines. Some of you guys have been waiting on the phone lines for like a couple of minutes. I want to make sure you guys understand to press the number one on your keypad so I know that you're actually going to talk. Make sure you're not someone that's just listening because you couldn't make it to an internet connection. You know, you can listen to our broadcast, you know, via the phone lines when we go live. But make sure you press the number one on your keypad. It'll say you're now in the host queue, and that'll make sure that I'll come to your phone lines, all right? So I see a couple of you guys been on here for like a long time. I want to make sure you guys actually want to speak. So press the number one on your keypad. It'll say you're now in the host queue. All right, let me take a couple more calls and get some more feedback on that music real quick, though. All right, 919-225. Welcome to K1's Radio. Who's this?
This is Coney from Pittsburgh.
Coney from Pittsburgh. What's going on, homie? Go ahead and speak.
I can't call it. Came to listen to my boy L.A. I've been knowing him for a minute, and one of the hardest hitting and hottest artists out right now, man. But just had a question for him. L.A., tell me who some of your biggest musical influences are when you were growing up.
When I was growing up, that's crazy. That's a really good question, actually, because, like, for real, like, people don't know, but, like, I really didn't, like, get into music for real until, like high school, like, late high school, college. So, like, in my impressionable years, like, when I was, like, you know, maybe, like, I guess you could say, like, from 8 to, like, 16, like, it was my brother bumping Craig Mack off the cassette tape and off the tapes and everything. It was Biggie. My father playing Otis Redding through the house, you know, songs like by Otis Redding called Tramp. That was like, that stuck in my head forever. DMX, Jay-Z, Nas. I mean, I'm from New York, so, I mean, you know, Funkmaster Flex was on, you know, dropping bombs, and he's still dropping bombs to this day. You know, he's so digital. But it's been a lot of influence when I was younger, like that, before I even, like, got to a point where I realized that I could do music, and like I really wanted to just explore that part of myself.
All right, so something that you just said makes me spark one other question. I'm gonna take one other call after this one. Let's see, I got a couple more people on the phone line, so I wanna make sure I try to grab everybody. But you said you're from New York, and you've been down in. How long you been in Atlanta, Georgia, right now? I know you're in Atlanta right now, but that's where I met you at. How long have you been?
My 3-year anniversary is March 1st, so I'll be here. It would have been 3 years March.
All right, so three years you've been in Atlanta, Georgia, and obviously there has been let me make this short, cuz we're coming up on the time frame for the interview, but I want to make sure I get this question in for you you're an artist who's from New York and you live in the South now. There's been, of course, over the past, again, with the fall off of music selling and everything, there have been time after time New York artists and people from New York calling out New York radio and other places up there, and New York artists for playing music that sounds Southern, and New York artists rapping like they're from the South. You feel what I'm saying? People have been calling out, you know, just state as far as just, you know, there's been a big back and forth with Ebro on 97 about it. Of course, that was well-known, publicized, but he wasn't the only one. And frankly, he doesn't control everything. He didn't have as much control as people really thought as far as he works with someone else. So, you know, I literally have more control over a station than he did at that station because I own it. And he didn't own 97. He just was in a job there. So people don't understand.
Yeah.
With that being said, I'd like to say this. What do you feel as an artist from New York who comes down to Atlanta and lives in the South, and like, for instance, that beat that you just did, which the song was dope, but that's definitely not a quote-unquote New York beat. Hot Nigga, which was a hot joint with Bobby Smurda, who knows what's going to happen to him now at this point, but still, he blew up. He wasn't rapping nowhere near like the quote-unquote New York rapper, let's say a Jadakiss or a Papoose or whoever else you want to call out and quote. What do you have to say about people and artists in general that's from New York that choose to rap over Southern beats and adopt a Southern style of flow?
I mean, I think that you gotta be who you are, you know, and stay true to yourself. But the thing is, where a lot of artists run into issues is that they lack creativity. So they're not sure, like, oh well, you know, how do I like give people a Southern feel but still stay true to me? You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, there's a lot of artists out there, especially from New York, who, you know, me personally, like, when I heard, like, French Montana's song, Ain't Worried About Nothing, I just knew that was somebody from the South who made that song. I didn't know that was him. You know, and he's supposed to be from my stomping grounds from the Bronx. But, you know, I can't really, you know, stamp that for real, because it's not New York, but it's not really, like, dope. As far as, like, lyrically, you know what I'm saying? Like, the song is cool. You know what I'm saying? But it's not giving me anything for real. And so, well, my whole idea is that, like, I can do, like, a Southern type of beat and, like, be creative enough to, like, make my lyrics where they can still be lyrical and still have a flow to them. And then I'm going to give you diversity. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not all about putting out a Southern type of beat. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's about putting out just some hard, good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Some really good music. And that's why the Fly Rebel EP is so dope, because it has so many levels to it, so many layers to it. And so, like, I'm musical, so you might get something that sounds like a rock-type, you know, hip-hop beat. You know what I'm saying? You might get something that sounds like a ballad. You might get something that just sounds like it just came from, you know, from the 90s, but it still sounds so new that you're, like, you're trying to figure out, like, damn, like, how come this gives me this feel like we back in the 90s, but I still feel like I'm current. Like, he ain't take me all the way back. You know what I'm saying? He still sound like real fresh and new. That's the whole part of our creativity that a lot of artists don't get.
All right. Good answer. I'm going to take one more call, then I'm going to play the next song. Let me see here. 347-993. Welcome to K1's Radio. Who's this?
That's me. It's DJ Calissimo. What's going on, man?
What's going on? The broadcast on me. What's up? Welcome to the show. You one of the people you did some production on the project too, on the Fly Rebel project, right?
Yeah, I did.
All right, well, go ahead and fire off on me. Shoot away.
Shout out to Papa Doc, Fleet DJ. It's a Fleet DJ out of Atlanta now. I did one track on there. I think it's called Check Me Up. But I have one question for LA. What's going to be the second single?
The second single? That's a good question, Lissimo. You know, honestly, no. The second single, you know, it might come out to be Check Me Up. Like, I think people are really going to have a really fun time listening to Check Me Up because of the beat. You know, it's a sample in there, but it resonates, and it's such a fun song. Like, other people hear that song, and they're like, yeah, this thing is, like, hot. Like, this thing is, like, it's fun. You know, and it's not like, it ain't no real turn-up type joint, but it's something that people could really vibe out to and have fun with. And I think that might just be the next one. You got to stay tuned. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he wants it to be that one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The second single. I'm just guessing. I could be wrong. I don't know. Stand by. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take one more call, and we're going to make sure we get this last join in before we get ready to roll up out of here. 770-256, welcome to K1's Radio. Who's this? What up, though? 770-256. Hello.
Yo, what up? What up? What up?
What's going on? Who's this?
Not much. This is GQ calling from Atlanta. just giving Ellie a shout out. You know, his music is tight, brother. I appreciate that. We need some new, you know, stuff out there because you got everybody doing the same shit and the same thing, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that you coming out there and being who you are and representing you. And, you know, so I just want to say shout out to that, yo.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I really appreciate that. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And, you know, stay tuned. I got a whole lot more to offer, you know what I'm saying? So there's a lot more coming behind this.
All right. That's what's up. Peace, man.
And so speaking of what's coming up behind what and what's next, we got this next joint loaded up. Name of this joint is called Can I Vent, featuring Asia. Go ahead and tell us about this one, homie. Introduce this one and let me know what's popping, and we can run into it.
So this is Can I Vent. It's featuring a great singer who I'm working with now. Her name is Asia. And, you know, this song actually, I actually want to dedicate this song to Coney because this is a song that once he hears it, he'll know exactly where it comes from. And a lot of people who've been following me since I've been out here, they'll know. But it's a remake of something I did earlier in my career, and it's a very good song. It's a very personal, very intimate song, and this is the type of music that I think people need to really have and to resonate with and to really feel. So, Ken Husband, featuring Asia May, there it is.
You know what it is. Follow him on Twitter. Follow LA on Twitter at LA underscore GPP. That's at LA underscore GPP. This is Can I Vent featuring Asia. You're not rocking with the best. This is Direct Line Artist Interview with Lavelle Armstrong, a.k.a. LA. You know what I'm saying? A.k.a. The Fly Rebel.
Word.
Tune in. K100 Radio.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
That's always ever been and never changing. Game recognized, game real recognized, real. So that's why I ain't looking for a deal. I mean, I can use the bread, get rid of the dead America laid on my chest with the pressure of going to college and graduating with a degree that my job don't even request. Oh, I can send my parents on a nice trip. I know they would like it without spending a cent. Cause my brother put them through shit I can't explain. I'm just glad they're alive and they still can maintain. Can I vent? It could help my ex situation. I know I ain't supposed to say it. She was too young to prevent it. Older niggas say they loved it. She thought that he meant it. 12 minus 3 months, she developed a placenta. I just wanna give her the life some people take for granted. I like when you don't get beaten by your own parents like a stranger in the street with no relation to your family. This shit is so bananas. I'm sorry, I'm still venting. Money don't change it all, so why the hell we bar? Niggas pull cash in the club, like what's the reason for? And wave it around. Stupid nigga, that's a fraction of one of my big accounts. You sit the town, you serious rounds. You ain't my nigga, so don't get a sister's crown. Cause what we make, shake, and then we bake. We cooking up the hot, the taste is no mistake. It's been a while since I've been doing this. You just out of the loop, bitch. So hop back in like a girl on her double dust cool shit. Get your feet wet on some summer camp pool shit. I take you back to the day, like back in the day when Kanye West used to make good music. It's so foolish. 10 million reasons why he ain't dropping high shot, but I don't prove excuses. Y'all can't tell me nothing. I done been through the wire, but now I know Jesus walked. Classic albums, graduation, late registration. Nobody wanna hear Jesus talk.
know it ain't the same, but who you blame? Keep saying the Lil Wayne, future of T-Pain. See me in a little, I'ma change the game. Like a big slot machine, can't ball scene in the casino. Nigga, I'ma run this town in a casino. Way that you gon' shut me down. Don't like what I'm saying to exit the conversation, but I'm done for the moment, so I'ma just press pound. Don't like what I'm saying to exit the conversation, but I'm done for the moment, so I'ma just press pound.
Radio.
So before we go any further, let me just say I know which song I'm playing on K100 Radio now. I don't know what the second single is. I don't know what the first single is. I don't know what's going to go on with who produced what. Look. But let me just stop the press and tell you I know which song is going to be in rotation on K100 Radio. And it's going to be that one. 347-940-0966. Yeah. That's already done deal. While it was halfway done, I took it and dragged it over to the play bin, into the rotation bin for hip hop. So yeah, that's that. That's over. That's set in stone. I'm sorry, I don't know if that's necessarily the single. I'm particularly real. Actually, I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I play what I want to play over here. I don't necessarily play what you want me to play. I play what I like. You know what I'm saying? If that's not the single, okay, but that's what's being played on K1's radio. But you don't care, do you? As long as you're getting spinned, right?
Nah, that's all fine with me. I appreciate it. I'm glad you enjoy it.
All right, stamp, done deal. Let me take a couple more calls. We got to get up out of here. We already passed over the time. But I rocks with Lavelle. I rocks with LA. You know what I'm saying? These good people. And of course, they actually treated me to lunch like professionals do. So this is just because of that. When's the last time some of you artists hit someone up that's at a platform and say, yo, I want to treat you to lunch, bro. Come go out and chop it up with you. When's the last time you even did that? Some of you rappers listening. It ain't got to be nothing fancy. My food might have cost $8. You know what I'm saying? But it was a gesture. It's professionalism. Pay attention.
Yep.
Jesus. You ever listen to the beginning of it? I'm going to play that song before we. You know what? When we end the interview, I'm playing that Pound Cake by Drake. Because you ever listen to the beginning of Pound Cake, the old school guy who's sitting on there talking like he's like the coolest motherfucker ever? He says some shit that's just so, it's so game, it's so on point, it's so much game that he gives in like that little bitty mini intro, and it goes over everybody's head. But you guys get it. You're a businessman. You're beyond just rapping LA. So it's not fair to compare to a lot of these people out here. But anyway, let me take a couple more calls real quick. And because you got a lot of people calling in. Shout out to you for that. A lot of people want me to do interviews. A lot of people want me to do interviews on K1's radio, and I do an interview, and no one calls. My stream tanks. You know what I'm saying? It goes no one tunes in. My stream tanks, and I got to some kind of way to make that make sense. But you've had a lot of response, and you know the numbers that I'm watching from the stream dictate that you've got a real fan base and a real following. So I got to commend you on that. Kudos.
Thank you, man. I'm glad everybody called in. I appreciate people tuning in.
Yeah. Let me take a couple more calls. I see a lot of people want to holler at you real quick, so I want to make sure you guys holler at them. Give it a quick shout-out because we're already over the time, so you guys, I'm going to come to your phone lines. Make sure you say what you got to say, and let's keep it moving. 216-316, welcome to K1's Radio. Who's this?
Yo, this is St. Clair. First of all, I would usually say play that change that I produce, but goddamn, that shit was fire. that line song that you just played? I did not hear that until the day, and that was fire. Fire. Did you produce that?
Yeah, I produced that, man. I appreciate that. That's something special, man. That's on the Fly Rebel project, man. I'm really trying to, put together a good catalog for the people, you know what I mean?
Yo, play that change too, though. All right, I'm out.
Of course. Damn it. 44713. Welcome to K1's Radio. Who's this?
How you doing? This is Jazz from Ellenwood.
How you doing? Welcome to K1's Radio. Go ahead, shoot.
Yeah, I've been riding with LA and Recast and the boys for a long time, and I'm a major fan of the music, the movement. Music makes me high. Like, when I tell you these are some of the hardest working men I've seen in a long time, like, they understand the hustle. Like you said, with the professionalism, like, these boys get it, and they got the talent to back it up. So I just got mad love for them, and I wish them the best.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Ms. Jasmine. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I really, this means a lot.
Absolutely.
But we should sneak something special in there.
What now?
I said it's a track that LA did back in the day with Recast called Something Special. We should sneak that one in there.
Okay, I don't got that, so, you know, I'm just getting all the music, like, today. But we ain't going to talk about
okay.
that. I'm not going to talk about that on air. I'm not.
Bye. I'm going to
get have a good one.
All right, stand by. Let me see. 203-442. Welcome to K1's Radio. Who's this? Area code 203-442. Hello.
Hi, this is Bree from Connecticut. I'm just calling to show LA some love. I've been rocking them for quite a while. Hi.
Hey.
And I just want to say I love the new song. I remember it way back, and I love the remix. And I can't wait to see how the album turns out. And I can't wait for the summer Music Makes Me High series. I can't wait to come down to Atlanta to come see you perform.
Great. I appreciate that. Thank you for all the support and the love, and thanks for tuning in.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. All right, so I got to wrap it up in closing, L.A. I just want to say, great interview. Did you have fun? Did you enjoy it, by the way?
Oh, yeah, I definitely had fun. It was great, man. Every time I'm on here with you and I link up with you, it was always a positive experience. It was always fun, so I definitely appreciate that.
Absolutely. That's great. That's what we want to hear. All right, so... I don't want to not let anyone talk that really wants to talk. 917-922. If you want to talk, make sure you press the number 1. 678-333, press the number 1. 412-401, press the number 1 on your keypads right now before I get ready to get up out of here. And I will bring you on if you want to speak your piece, because some of you guys have been on hold for like the whole show. But you didn't press the number 1 on the keypad, so in general, I don't come to the phone line because maybe you just want to listen, and that's cool. We just want to make sure we give any fans and supporters a chance to shout them out live on the air. 917-922-678-333-412-401. Any one of those numbers. If I called your number, press the number 1 on your keypad on your phone right now, and I'll bring you in. If not, then we'll go ahead and wrap this up. But I want to say, LA, yeah, I'm going to wrap this thing up. But I want to say something before we go. Number 1, make sure you give out all your contact information. What's your Twitter, social media? You know, all that kind of stuff, Facebook, email address, website. Go ahead, run it.
All right, so listen, like I said, it's Lavelle Armstrong, LA for short. We keep this thing real simple, so all my social media is LA_GPP. That's Twitter, that's Instagram. Facebook is just my name, Lavelle Armstrong. And my website is LavelleArmstrong.com or GPPLA.com for short if you really don't know how to spell my name yet and you're trying to figure it out easy. GTTLA.com. And, you know, look out for me, you know what I'm saying? Fly Rebel's coming soon to you. Check me out. I got YouTube videos out. We just released the Fly Rebel trailer. It's really dope. I really want you guys to check that out. But you can see that on my website, so we keep it real simple for you. And, you know, just stay tuned, man. But follow me on Instagram, LA_GTP. Stay locked in.
Make sure you do that, man. Make sure you rock with the homie, man. Had a great time. Great interview, man. You feel me? Really dope interview, so... I'm glad that you like it. I'm glad the camp like it. I'm glad you had a lot of support. Shouts out to everybody that's listening to K1's Radio right now. If you're really rocking with L.A., then you need to rock with the station that's actually showing L.A. some love and playing his music, right? Of course, yes. So what that means is follow us on Instagram and Twitter at K100_radio. Like our Facebook page, facebook.com/K100radio without the underscore, but the IG and the Twitter is K100_radio. Check us out on SoundCloud. This interview will be over there. Go to our website, www.k100radio.com, and you'll be able to get all the information that you need. Download our apps. They're free. Just type in K100 Radio with no space in your Google Play Store or your Apple app store for your iPhones and iPads and stuff. If you need all those links, you don't want to do all that, you want to type anything in, just go to K100radio.com. It'll take you to our main website, Chains Entertainment, and you can click on all of those links, man. So do all that. And if you like TuneIn, you rock with TuneIn, make sure you follow our broadcast on TuneIn. You know, if you got that app on there, if you're a TuneIn fan, make sure you follow our broadcast on there. So then you can see what we're playing all during the day, and you can tune in, you know what I'm saying, just randomly, you know, not just now. Support the station that support the independent artists. Support the station that helps people like him get to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie L.A. I'm glad we had a good time. I'm glad we did a great interview. This is K100 Radio, the Direct Line Artist Interview Series. Last words, L.A. Give it to him, and we out.
This is great music. Good music doesn't share itself, so make sure you share it. You know, rock with K100 Radio, rock with me. Share it with somebody you know so we can spread this thing out and we can get it real big. You know, I'm out L.A. No fear, no limits. GTT LLC. You already know.
Absolutely, man. You're not rocking with the best. This is K1's Radio. And as promised, I want you people to listen to what the guy says at the beginning of the song. Compliments of the label. Compliments of the label. This is how he slid that in there real cool. Yeah, you know, we sitting back chilling, you know what I'm saying? You know, compliments of the label. Yeah, man. Have some business about yourself. K100 Radio. DJ Butterrock coming up at 7. DJ Butterrock coming up at 7 next. Dope mix show. Stand by if you want to hear that. But I got to play this song first. Later.
You know how we get down.
The biggest hits right here.
So let's get it, boy.
This is K100 Radio with the hottest hip-hop and R&B mixes.
Like back in the old days. You know, years ago, they had the A&R men to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course. You know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's gonna last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Santo on the mantle. In case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the world.